There are three planets outside the orbit of Earth that are visible to the naked eye: Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. All three of them are visible in the morning sky this week, and the one I want to focus on is Mars. I'm Mary Stewart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So why Mars? It's not the brightest of the three right now, but later this year, Mars is going to come as close to the Earth as it can get, traveling toward us at a speed of over 900,000 miles a day. But despite how close it's coming, Mars is never going to appear larger than it does right now. It will simply appear more brilliant. Now, Mars plays a significant role in the three-day carnival festival that begins this weekend on Saturday, and which marks a period of wild mischief that precedes the Lenten season of abstinence and purification. The carnival culminates in what is commonly referred to as Mardi Gras, which literally means Fat Tuesday. Tuesday is Mars Day. The word Mardi from the French means Mars Day. So how does Mars find itself aligned to Tuesday? In the ancient traditions, Mars was a young god of action and aggression, whose temper could be settled by the thoughtfulness of Jupiter or the wisdom of Saturn. Mars was known for being combative and instigating confrontation. In the Holy Week that precedes the Easter festival, Mars Day, or Tuesday, is the day that the tribes confront the Christ being and seek to trick him with riddles and to instigate trouble. What former cultures understood in aligning their festivals to the days of the week was that when we don't let mischief have its play, it festers and builds and can erupt in a Mars-inspired wrath and fury. So looking into the sky this week, you'll see the moon approach the planet Jupiter on Thursday, looking south about an hour before sunrise. Then on Friday, the moon will greet Mars just as the carnival celebrations are about to begin. And on Sunday, the moon will be beautiful near the golden planet Saturn, who supports the wisdom of merrymaking in its season. I'm Mary Stewart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.